Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com, and I'm going to help you with something really, really important today. And I hope you babes have been doing well and enjoying the podcast episodes. I've also started doing some live, live videos in the Babes Manifesting Weight Loss group. So check it out on Facebook. It's called Babes Manifesting Weight Loss. So basically what I want to talk about today is late night snacking and how it's sabotaging your weight loss. So really good topic today. And also I just want to remind you guys that I currently have a one-on-one coaching spot available with me for weight loss manifestation. So this one-on-one coaching is all about using law of attraction, psychology, and just like macros from an intuitive perspective to transform your body and weight and your relationship to food. So the kind of results you get are weight loss, overcoming emotional eating, reduced cravings, ability to portion control, improved relationship with food, and also just overall law of attraction and manifestation. So usually your weight issues are tied into other issues in your life. And so we have to look at your life as a whole and sort out the areas where you're needing to use food or weight, you're holding on to emotional weight as a result of things going on in your life. And also just the practical aspect of it, the reason why I'm so passionate about macros is only for the reverse dieting aspect and only so that you're not going in a too big of a calorie deficit. So it isn't about calorie counting and taking away food and making you feel deprived. It's quite the opposite. When women start doing macros in the way that I teach, they end up feeling more satisfied around food. So it's completely different to the calorie counting that you've been used to. And a lot of the time, even the macros that you've been used to, I use a very different approach in my intuitive macros. And so you can access that teaching one-on-one through my coaching as well, which is obviously it's private coaching and it's quite in depth in terms of like having access to me via like Voxer voice support and sessions on a weekly basis is incredibly powerful in terms of changing your behaviors around food and losing weight. So one spot available, just email Barbara Orban at nodietbabe.com for applying for that. So anyway, you guys, I want to talk about the late night snacking. And I want to talk about what your strategies tend to be around getting rid of the late night snacking and why what you typically tend to do and what the dieting industry tells you to do is not actually helping you long term. And at the end of the day, you end up blaming yourself and your willpower, but it's actually that you've been given the wrong information and you're just going about weight loss the wrong way. And it's so obvious to me, and it's so obvious to my clients once they learn what they learn from me. It's like they tell me that they just are so bewildered and they can't believe that this information isn't out there, like more common knowledge, and how once they learn it, they can never go back. So I want to give you some insight into that today. So in terms of late night snacking and your issues around weight loss, what I notice people tend to do is they tend to blame their circumstances for their weight loss, their lack of weight loss. So for example, it's like I'm watching this is what people tell me. It's like, my issues are that I have a really busy day, and then as soon as I get a chance to myself with my husband or with my partner or on my own, it's like I'm watching TV and I'm drawn to certain foods. And like, this is the kind of stuff I hear. Well, my husband starts eating and then I have to start, I try to use willpower, but I can't control myself, and I end up eating the same snack foods that my husband is eating or my partner is eating. Or let's say you live on, like, you're alone, or like your housemate, maybe it's like, oh, my housemate has these foods and then I end up having those foods, and I tried to tell my housemate, and then so my housemate and I both decided to be healthy eaters, and so we stopped having junk in the house. And it's like but then you end up mindlessly snacking on healthy things, which still doesn't solve the problem of your late night snacking, right? Because you're still reinforcing that habit. And yeah, these are the sorts of things. So it's always like the typical solution is to, first of all, you think, okay, let me not put junk food in the house. And it's like, I get that to a certain extent, like totally, like removing trigger foods that caused me to binge was a huge help in like cutting down binges in the beginning. But it's not a long-term solution. You have to look at the cause of this eating. And long-term, if you're fully recovered and fully using the power of psychology and law of attraction to overcome food issues, you should be able to have food in the house and not be tempted by it. And you should also be able to be next to a person eating and not be tempted by it, unless you genuinely want it. And in which case, you could have a small portion mindfully and it shouldn't sabotage your weight loss. This is really important because people just take the wrong approach. And I used to do it. And that's why I'm here telling you guys that going on this merry-go-round that you keep on going on isn't the solution. And it wasn't the solution for me. You've tried it before. Is it working? No. Didn't work for me either. And now what I do now works for me a lot. So listen carefully. So basically, here's the thing, right? Like, your solution is to remove the junk food. And it's like, okay, I'm going to remove the chocolate from the house so that I'm not snacking on it. And then I'm going to start eating really clean. So I'm going to start eating really healthy. I'm not going to eat any chocolate at all. And then I'm going to start working out. But notice that it's just a matter of time before you have chocolate again. And when you do have chocolate, it somehow tastes even better than it ever did. And you just get into this pattern of like, oh my God, this chocolate is, I can't like not have it or whatever. Maybe initially, because you've been eating clean, what tends to happen is you're like, oh, it tastes too sweet. Yeah, that's normal. But then it's like something takes over you and you still end up eating it, and you still end up falling back into those same patterns of your late night snacking. So here's the thing. It's like, that's not the solution, you guys. Because what tends to happen then, it's like, oh, but I just need to get motivated enough to stick to the diet. Yeah. And it's like, yes, there's a certain aspect of having to, like, I think it helps to have certain boundaries in place, which is for me, that was like macro counting and reverse dieting was really helpful for me because it was something that I like got to stick to. So like a framework, I could say, like a framework of some sort. But even then, so it's also about not pushing yourself out into negative emotion. So it's all about the energy in which you're using these boundaries or this framework in, and the macros as well. It's like you have to let your emotions be your guide. You have to. Because if you snub your emotions and you're like, oh, I'm just gonna like work really hard and put in heaps of effort and push away my emotions, that's when you're pulling the lacquer band tighter, and the slingshot, I mean, of dieting, where you backfire and you binge and you gain it back. So do not do that. Your emotions have to be your guide. You have to put that in the forefront of your mind as your priority when it comes to setting boundaries or setting a framework on what kind of thing you should follow. Mind you, the majority of diets out there, the framework and the meal planning and all that is fucking ridiculous. It makes me angry at how people have skewed their mentality of healthy eating. I literally like had a woman really upset about the fact that she shouldn't eat cheese sandwiches because it's unhealthy. It's like, buy decent bread and then put cheese on it and voila, like you can have a cheese sandwich. You're not going to die or get fat from a cheese sandwich. You could eat a cheese sandwich every single day if you wanted to. I could eat a cheese sandwich every single day. You could eat a cheese sandwich every single day and still lose weight. It's just that the dieting industry has really screwed you up into fearing food. Now, if a woman comes to me and is afraid of eating a cheese sandwich, I'm sorry, but that's just promoting eating disorders. Not that woman. I mean, like I that woman is a client of mine, and it's like it upsets me. I'm upset for her because of the way her relationship is to food, that it upsets me. It upsets me that she has that mentality around food, because it's not helping her and it's not her fault. And that's what makes me angry, is that it's the result of her dieting experiences and things that she's read, and the weight loss industry as a whole, that has made her fear a cheese sandwich. And it's really upsetting to me. It's really upsetting to me because it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't fear food like that. And it is so, it's gone beyond like healthy. It's not healthy, you guys, to be so afraid of food and so restrictive that you would then fear eating a cheese sandwich because you have to eat clean, and because bread and cheese are low in nutrition or whatever. There's still nutrition in cheese and bread. Yeah, you also need fiber and other things. And even putting nutrition aside, right? Why the fuck are we telling people to be so afraid of food? It's just ridiculous. I'm sorry if like people are really against bread and cheese and dairy and all that, but I went through that, yeah? I went through the stage that a lot of people are going through now, where it's like dairy isn't healthy. Bread isn't healthy. Let me cut it out. Was I any healthier during that time? No. Was I just like having a shit ton worth of stress and anxiety around food and eating disorder type behaviors? Yes. So no thanks. I'm not going back there. I know what my body can tolerate. I know that I can't tolerate milk, but I can tolerate cheese. So I'm going to still eat cheese. Like, I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I don't have any issues with cheese. I love cheese. I don't think I'm going to die or get cancer because I eat cheese. I think it's ridiculous how we just like get so afraid of food and we start demonizing everything, demonizing the fuck out of everything. And it pisses me off. I'm like getting so angry right now. Do you know why I'm getting angry though? Is because this like, some of my clients get like really upset, and I get really upset, as in like, I mean full on like upset, like tears, and I get teary because it's like, it's not fair that we've had to deal with so much trauma around food and dieting. And it's like, not, it's not the solution, you guys. It's not. But yeah, so anyway, in terms of late night snacking, like I'm saying, like it isn't about fearing the food or having to turn your whole life upside down and then using willpower to like stop yourself from eating the food late at night. What you have to do basically is, yes, you've got a habit of snacking mindlessly while you watch TV. So you've made an association between the TV and the snacking, and they go hand in hand, right? That's like, it's like what you guys call a habit. It's like you formed a habit of eating when you watch TV. But it's not as simple as just saying, I'm going to break the habit, because there's a lot of motive for your brain and body to continue engaging in that activity. Why? Because it's activating the reward system in your brain, right? So it's releasing happy chemicals in your brain every single time you sit down and eat those certain type of foods and watch TV, okay? It's releasing happy chemicals. Now, if you are stressed and overwhelmed in your daily life throughout the day, and this stress is actually depleting your happy chemicals. So your serotonin and your dopamine is getting depleted because of these stress and negative emotions that you're feeling in your life, right? Now, here's the kicker, right? Part of your stress and negative emotion is caused by your lack of self-love of your body. That's really, really important to keep in mind, that the more you hate on your body, the more you deplete the serotonin and the dopamine, hence why you snack late at night. Okay, there's other reasons why you snack late at night too. Obviously, you'll have other causes of overwhelm and stress in your life as well. But one of the easiest things to kind of cut out is this anger and resentment and disgust and shame that you have around your body and the need to lose weight. So your body hating and calling yourself fat and feeling disgusting and uncomfortable in your body is only causing you to re-manifest those weight issues because of what I just explained around you needing to eat to top up those happy chemicals. So basically, that's why it's deeper than your willpower. Like you can't expect to take food away and have your brain chemistry just be like, okay, so we're just going to do without these happy chemicals then. That's not how your body works. Like, your body is built to survive. If there's something lacking, your brain and body will try and seek it out. And the easiest thing that's around is food that is going to top those chemicals up, because when you have a food that is highly palatable and you enjoy the munching, it is activating the reward system in your brain and releasing those happy chemicals. So it's really important to understand that all of you are emotional eaters. All of you are, yeah? Emotional eating isn't about somebody breaking up with you and then you're sitting over a pint of ice cream crying. It's not that. It's happening to you every day. Yeah, you are engaging in emotional eating all the time, right? If you're struggling around your weight, it's like, it's so subtle sometimes. It's like, I'm just bored or I need to be stimulated right now. I'm going to get something to eat. Yeah, that's all engaging in emotional eating to a very certain extent. And even if you are like slim and you don't need to lose weight, you're probably like engaging in emotional eating, but it's not to the extent that the people do it that want to, like, that are sabotaging their weight loss, right? The quickest way to lose weight and really succeed at it is to like rule out or reduce emotional eating and these kind of behaviors. So anyway, pretty much that's why you have trouble with your late night snacking, because you've been stressed during the day. That's your way to unwind, similar to why people drink alcohol to unwind as well. It's the same sort of thing. It's like you're stressed, you need to top up, right? But here's the thing, right? When you start to replace with healthy food, it's not like activating that reward system as much, but a lot of the time the munching activity can. So it's like the munching activity, right? So say even if you were to choose like celery sticks or something, that munching activity, you might think it's harmless because you're chewing on like celery sticks, but that munching activity, right? That habit of zoning out while you eat is very damaging. Why? Because eating is meant to be mindful and intentional. And if you want to be able to portion control and not have to diet for the rest of your life, you have to learn mindful eating and intentionally eating. So if you're just eating to zone out for the act of eating and it's got nothing to do with being hungry, you will struggle to manage your weight long term. Even if you choose to pick celery over chocolate, eventually, like, you're not always going to make the right choice because you're not always going to be in a situation to make the right choice either. And this is why you guys keep on blaming the situation that you're in, but it's not. You need to stop the mindless eating and you need to get to the core of the issue. The other reason is if you're into law of attraction and manifestation, which I hope you are because why you are if you're not, but it's like if you're mindlessly eating, you are covering something up, and what you resist persists. So you're going to start manifesting shit into your life that you don't want because you haven't dealt with certain issues. You're just eating to numb them. Yeah. So that's really important to consider as well. It's that it's in your best interest to overcome this habit of mindless snacking and of having to zone out or using food to wind down. Okay. So what's happening here is that you're seeking something outside of yourself to make you feel better. Instead of realizing that you control your emotions and you have to learn to self-soothe and make yourself feel better. That's what manifestation is all about, isn't it? Right? It's finding the emotion that is a vibrational match to what you want and then feeling that emotion. It's the same thing with weight loss. You're eating because you're trying to get something out of eating. You want a positive emotion. You have to teach yourself to feel that positive emotion so that you don't need the food. You can't just take the food away because you are seeking positive emotion. You have unmet needs that you're using food to meet. Yeah, so you can't just take the food away. You can't just go on a meal plan, get motivated enough to join some 8-week challenge where you get given the perfect meal plan for you. It's not gonna fucking work. You'll do it for 8 weeks and then 2 months later you're gaining it back because you haven't gotten to the core issues. You haven't addressed these things. And it's like, guys, it's so, so freaking obvious. It's obvious to me, but I need you guys to see how obvious it is. Yeah, it's not that these challenges or like doing those things are bad as long as you're not in a crazy large deficit and you're not like going from zero exercise to exercising 5 times per week, because you're just really not taking advantage of your metabolism when you alter your energy intake like that. It's just silly. It's like you're going to plateau, you're damaging your metabolism, you're going to have to continue to exercise and eat in that manner in order to maintain your results. And then when you go back to eating normally, you gain the weight back. That's not because you have to gain weight back every time you eat normally. It's that you've gone about weight loss the harder way. Yeah, you've gone about weight loss in a way where you're kind of digging into your metabolism in a way that you it's not in your best interest to do if you want to enjoy food. So but if you're doing it in a sensible way, then yeah, of course, like you, it's helpful to have something to stick to or something to follow so that you're in a deficit. But it's like, you need to get to the core issues of your behavior and how your thoughts and feelings and beliefs create the actions that you do and why we do what we do. Yeah, it's like, it's not about willpower. It's not about willpower. It's not about willpower. It's about willpower maybe with your thoughts and feelings and beliefs. Yes, like you have to be disciplined with your thoughts, but it's not so much about discipline with your action as much as you think it is, or that you like that you focus on. Yeah. So it's not to the extent that you think it is, the whole discipline thing. It's going to be easier, and you're going to find it easier to be disciplined when you attend to your needs, your emotional needs. And if you're stressed out during the day and snacking late at night, something's going on there. Or it has gone on at some other time and now it's just an autopilot thing. But you're still going to have to address things, because every single time I talk to somebody, there is shit going on that is causing them to hold on to weight. Because there are, like, I just, from a spiritual perspective, the weight issue is always covering up certain things. Certain conditioning around childhood that's been carried into adulthood, where the person hasn't learned to develop certain traits and skills of somebody who doesn't need to use food to feel better. Yeah. So these are the kind of things that I do in my one-on-one coaching. It's like we look at the core issues that are causing that person to need to eat. And it's really important. Like I did a story on Instagram yesterday, which is still up if you want to check it out. It was like talking about a mother who's feeling overwhelmed during the day and needing to relax over nighttime. Right, but feeling guilty about it because there was like underlying guilt. Like I asked like a whole bunch of questions. I did all my stuff and we discovered that, you know, she doesn't feel like she's a good enough mother or a good enough wife, and the standards of perfectionism around having to perform and seek validation from others was the driver of their late night eating. And so we had to address all of these things and look at, you know, what's behind it all. What are the beliefs about herself that are causing her to need to eat? And that's it. Like if you're overweight and you're having trouble, it isn't about your willpower. It's about looking at what's underneath. I just think that it's always a universal assignment and you've got to look at what's underneath. Like there's a part of you that could flourish so much better if you worked on certain things, right, mentally. And you going on a diet or going to the gym isn't actually fixing those parts of your conditioning that you're being prompted to change or look at. Yeah, and as a result of doing that work, you become a happier person, start manifesting better situations in your life, and that's what it's about. Yeah, that's what it's about. Your weight issue and food issue is covering up things in your life that you need to start looking at, that you need to start changing. You need to start changing your perceptions and beliefs of the world and yourself. A lot of it is about worthiness as well. And lack of self-love, not just the body, but it's like not having any boundaries and being a people pleaser. That's like some of the common things that come up with emotional eaters because they fail to take care of themselves because they feel like their sole purpose on this earth is to take care of others. But they're taking care of others at the expense of themselves. So when they want to be selfish, they feel so guilty that they have to eat to numb that guilt. So when they're taking time out overnight time to themselves, they're eating to numb the pain of that guilt that they're doing something selfish and they're not being a good mother or they're not being a good partner or whatever. That was just the situation that we discovered for this lovely lady. So it's like it's really important that you dive deeper into what's going on, because otherwise you're like it's just a block that you're just completely like consciously unaware of, and you keep on wondering why you keep sabotaging everything you try and do to lose weight. Like you lose the weight or you gain it back, or you can't even get quote unquote motivated enough to do it. And it's like, no, there's something else going on, you guys. You have got to get to the root of these issues and find out the, you know, people love to use the word blocks. So it's like, let's find these blocks, you know, that are really usually pretty obvious. Like a lot of the time it's like, bang, bang, bang. This is what it is. Let's sort this shit out, you know? And I mean, it takes time to change your conditioning around food, but it's so much worth it. It's like, it's so, so worth it, because the work that you do around it, if you're persistent with it, just the same with anything, it's like money mindset, relationship mindset. It's like you can manifest what you want when you do that deep inner work. And like, it can take time and you need to be patient, because limiting beliefs are just like really, they're just repeating over and over again each day. And like, it takes time to change our beliefs around things. Like, you have to be really persistent, and then one day there's like a turning point and then things just start working out more and more and more for you. So that's really, really important to understand. So now I hope you guys understand that this late night snacking habit isn't just about you clearing out the junk food out of the house. It's not a permanent solution. And you keep on going in this endless merry-go-round of thinking that it's just about that. And it's so not. It's so not. And that's why the majority of you will spend the rest of your life on a diet unless you apply these things that I teach. Unless you start learning more about law of attraction and weight loss and psychology the way that I teach it. It's like, yeah, it's really, really important, you guys, because just the things that I'm seeing of what people do, it's like not fixing the issue, not fixing the issue. It's like a band-aid. You cutting junk food out of the house and going on a clean eating plan is just a band-aid to your weight issue. And if you've struggled and you've been on diets your whole life, trust me, you've got shit that you need to look at. And your healthy eating plan and whatever that you've lost weight on recently, it's not, I'm sorry, it might be working for you now. But honey, you need to do the deep inner work as well if you want to keep it off. And mind you, the majority of those things are way too low calorie. Way, way, way too low calorie. It's like you're probably eating half of your energy intake, and no wonder you feel like carbs make you fat. Yes, anyway. The girls in my intuitive macros are learning all this and they're doing really, really well. So anyway, you guys, just a reminder again that I have one one-on-one coaching spot available with me. It's going to fill very quickly. So reach out to me, BarbaraAuban@nodietbabe.com, if you would like to apply for one-on-one coaching with me. All right, you guys, I hope you have a lovely day wherever you are. I love you guys so much, honestly. Like, I love connecting with you guys and hearing from you and how much you enjoy the podcast. It really makes my day. And and just working with you guys and my one-on-one clients and my intuitive macros babes, like, oh, I have so much love for all of you. So, so much love. And anyway, babes, I hope you have a good day or night wherever you are. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.